Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting with Ann Pross, who is the director for Iowa Western Community College at the Atlantic site. So good morning to you, Ann.
Good morning.
Well, I thought maybe we should just kind of review about community college, especially what you offer here, because I know it does vary a bit from community college to community college, but there is so much that people may not know that you do here, Ann. So I don't know where you want to start. I guess I want to start with a general question. Where do your students come from?
Oh, that's a great question. And our students, it kind of depends a little bit on why they're looking to the community college. What is their need and how can we help meet a need for them? If they're college credit students, so they're doing an educational program that may be a two-year program, or they can do it at a part-time basis, and that spreads it out a little bit longer. You know, most of those students are more local. They're probably coming from a 20 to 30-mile radius into our center, and that helps them get these classes right here at home, get additional credentials, graduate from college, and out into that workforce. So that would be a little bit more localized for our college credit students. When we're talking about continuing education courses, those students can come from all over the state. And it depends on the course and depends on oftentimes that professional and when their licensure might be expiring. So if they really need a course to keep their licensure in place, at times we've had folks come from the eastern section of Iowa or all over to be able to do that right here in Atlantic at our center.
And see, that was something that I didn't realize, how far people would travel because of what you're offering. And as I said, different communities offer different things, and this is what you've chosen to do, along with, I'm sure, some folks that help you make those kind of decisions. So let's talk about that CEUs a little bit more. CEU stands for?
Continuing Education Units. And they're oftentimes needed by a variety of different professions that are mandated for a certain amount of continuing education in a certain time frame. Most professions, that's in between a 2 and 3 year time span. But the ones that tend to go over really well here in our community are things like the insurance profession, real estate profession. Those are oftentimes where we might see folks traveling upwards of an hour or two, or sometimes from all over the state, depending on when those classes are and how convenient they are. And what we try to do is we try to put those into a format where they can really get a lot of credits for the time that they're here in our community. So they might, for example, start, and then we have one coming up here real soon on Thursday, September the 27th, where folks come in the morning from 8 to 11 and they get, for insurance, they get CEUs for that, both Iowa and Nebraska. And that's important for Southwest Iowa because oftentimes they serve clients in both states. And they can get credits there. And then in the afternoon, they can continue from noon to 6 and get more credits. So those are classes or examples that are coming up right around the bend here, in which we'll have a lot of local participation, but also serve folks from all around the state. And sometimes it even draws folks in from our bordering Nebraska counties as well.
So, and did I hear you say something one time about a class for plumbers?
Right. We do plumbing and HVAC. CEUs as well. So those are classes that can be OSHA related, they can be discipline related, they can be code related. So when the state of Iowa implemented licensure for that particular profession, then it comes along with CEUs. And so we do those, and we don't do those as often. We kind of do them in a rotation based on what our community and area need is. But then when we present those, it seems like we have folks coming from quite distances mm-hmm. to be able to participate.
Mm-hmm. And another one that I'm thinking of that a lot of people don't know about is pesticide training, pesticide testing.
That's right. And that's a one that we here at our center allow. Anytime we're open, we're willing to test folks. And so with the state of Iowa, you have to pass certain tests. Depends on if you're commercial or if you're private. So oftentimes I think folks, and it really even amazes us. I mean, we have a lot of our local folks that come in and do that, farmers that would be doing it on a private basis for themselves or commercial folks. But then when it gets to the time of the year where our communities and our area is bringing bringing in a lot of those specialty fields, we might meet folks from Georgia or Florida or all over that are fly-in aerial folks, and they have to be certified in each of the states. And if maybe they're starting in Southwest Iowa because of our weather and our crop season and those potential things that they need to spray for, they are oftentimes locating down in Southwest Iowa early and getting that licensure done right here. So it's always fun to talk with folks and see where they came from, what they're doing, and why they're in our neck of the woods. But we test at any time our facility is open, and we try to make it as convenient as possible for everyone. That's our goal. We're a community college, and to me, that means serving our community, serving the folks that we can in our area.
Okay. Another area that I'm thinking many people don't know about, and I don't know much about, and that's HISET.
Right. And so the old dog in me wants to say GED. But HISET, the Iowa, along with many other states in the nation several years back, went to calling it HISET. And that stands for High School Equivalency Testing. So once you kind of get that under your belt, it helps you get it under the name of HISET. And we're doing a unique format right now. They've tried it in other parts of the nation. It's working well, where it's a short-term intense program. So students come in and they register for a 12-week session. They can register anytime ahead of that start of that session or 2 weeks into that session, and they make a commitment to attending class at least twice a week. We offer four classes a week at 4 hours a slot. So we have Tuesday and Thursday nights, and then Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday mornings, so that they can come in and work with us. They work one-on-one with the instructor that assesses where their needs at, and then they do an intense program of study, so that the goal is within those 12 weeks, they prepare, they study, they build skills where they need to, they sharpen or refresh skills where they just need a little brushing off, and they actually take their exams and earn their high school equivalency in a 12-week time span. So we've started our fall session. We're taking names for enrollment in our spring session because we only have a limited number of students that we can take in that type of format, and so that session will start up in January. So if that is something you're interested in or know someone, it's only $25 to register for the class, so you can do the entire 12-week session for only $25. A $50 package test bundle is what it's called, so that you'll actually do your testing. So for $75, the best investment you'll ever make, open the door for future educational opportunities. Maybe that's college for you, but you need to earn your high school equivalency first, and then, or it might be job opportunities for you. So it's great opportunities out there.
What's the age range that maybe not just this class, but over time, what's the age range of folks who want to get their high school equivalency?
You know, that's a great question, and it varies widely. Some of our students have been homeschooled, and they need to earn their high school equivalency. Some of the students, for one reason or another, that that environment of high school wasn't the right learning environment for them. But students do need to be released from their high school if they're going to come in and do that. But then in general, probably for us, I'm guessing, you know, it's probably a several decade break in their education is probably more describes the students that we have in our program, where they've learned that in order to open doors for themselves, they need to take this step and need to invest in themselves and need to make that commitment. And so this is our first cohort going through this, and we hope that it's very successful for our students. And if it is, we'll continue in this fashion. And if for one reason or another that's not serving our community, then we'll reassess that situation. So it is. It's wonderful. And many of our students who have gone through the HISET or GED program have gone on through Iowa Western. Some of them are nurses today. Some of them are, you know, in so many different professions. Iowa Western offers over 88 different programs of study. And I can't say enough. They also have graduation ceremony for HISET, which is a wonderful accomplishment. They hold that once a year, cap and gown ceremony too. And then it should be celebrated. So it's a lot of fun. But oftentimes, as we see those students progressing and they find confidence that, you know what, this education is clicking for this time. They're learning, they're succeeding. You can just see that confidence building in them. And then they graduate with a college degree following that, and they've changed their entire future, their family's future through education.
So, Ann, I think that's one of the exciting things for you as you work here at Iowa Western and Atlantic. And I know we haven't begun to cover everything. We've just touched on a few things. So if people want to know more, Ann, do you go out and do programs for groups?
I'd be happy to come out and do a program. And it's fun. I love to get out in the community and share what's going on here. And we are blessed with a beautiful facility, and hopefully we're serving our community in a way that really meets their needs.
So contact Ann or Melissa out at the front desk to find out more about Iowa Western here in Atlantic, or if you want to know about Iowa Western wherever, they can answer those questions too. So thank you very much, Ann Pross, who is the director for our local Iowa Western Community College campus. Until next time, here's the thought: failure doesn't come from not reaching your goal, but from not having a goal to reach.